You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Show. We so excited and delighted that you guys would join us over here on We Talk Radio. We so appreciative to all of you that's coming off of Man to the Mentor Show. Those of you that's checking us out on Facebook Live tonight. Why? Because it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
Mandy got my sidekick in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, 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 everyone.
We so excited and delighted that you guys would join us tonight. We've been watching the Super Bowl. Little like LA just pulled the game out. Yes, LA pulled a game out. Ladies and gentlemen, we are watching the game on the network tonight.
Right.
LA have came back to beat Cincinnati 23-20.
Uh-huh.
3-0 here.
Oh, wow.
Yes, they are the champs. Super Bowl champions. How about LA?
How about them?
Well, welcome to the E-Man After Show, everybody. We're so excited and delighted that you guys would join us tonight right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk. We listen and we take action.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is your number one station, right? Listening station, right here on We Talk Radio Network. I'm so excited and delighted to be here for another Sunday, Mandy. Why? Because it's Black History Month.
It is Black History Month, E-Man.
Mm-hmm. It's Black History Month all month long.
Yes, and we want to make sure that we pay homage to those that that are inspiration in our life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. We're here.
Yes, we want to pay homage to those that's. I mean, you know, we have a lot of great leaders and a lot
right.
of great influencers and a lot of great people that, you know, is speaking into people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so no matter what kind of leader you are an influencer. And so we just want to pay homage to those that have paved the way for us.
Right, right. So, guys, make sure you give us a call tonight at 563-999-3456. We want to hear from you. Who would you like to pay homage to?
Yes. Who would you like to pay homage to? You know, is it Martin King? Is it Martin Luther King? Is it Maya Angelou, Cindy Portier?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the late
Cicely Tyson.
Cicely Tyson. You know, all of these people went before us, Mandy.
Right.
And they set the way for us to sit here at the microphones tonight.
That is so true. Definitely gave us a voice,
mm-hmm.
you know, a voice to be heard. And, you know, although we still have some ways to go, we have made major progress. And it's due to those leaders that are no longer here with us fighting for us.
Right, right. Yes. And so we're so appreciative to all of you guys that's listening tonight. Yeah, when you know, when we look back at our people just as a people, we look at, you know, how the struggle is and
right.
a lot that's going on. You know, literally somebody fought for us to be here tonight.
That is so true.
You know, and we have come a long ways. We ain't arrived yet.
Right.
We're making it. Why? Because, you know, when I sit back to think about how our ancestors, how their voice was silent, you
mm-hmm.
know, where how they... I mean, I seen a picture this week, man, that was real interesting, and it was by like four or five different slave people in a lake,
mm-hmm.
and they had chains around their neck,
mm.
and they said, "Speak, talk now,"
mm.
you know, and it's interesting how those pictures surface on social media,
right?
Where do they even come from? Who put those kind of pictures out?
Right?
You know, what is the statement that they trying to say? And so, with that being said, we over here on the E-Man After Show tonight, we just all month long, we just want to pay homage to those that went before us.
Yes.
Because I think it's very important. You need to know who you are as a people.
That is so true. And mm-hmm. celebrate who you are. celebrate your heritage, celebrate mm-hmm. your melanin, just celebrate you. And we know that this month, the month of February, which is the shortest month in the year, mm-hmm. it is Black History Month. We should always celebrate ourselves, Iman,
right.
all year long, you know, because we are an awesome people.
Right. Yes, and so let's do that. Listen, guys, we're watching you on Facebook just as well as you're watching us.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you guys over there on We Talk Radio Network.
Right.
We want to shout out to all of you because we're on all social media. If you want to follow us over here on We Talk Radio, you can go to www.wetalkradio.com. Why? Because we're on all social media.
Yeah.
I mean, from Google Podcasts. Where we at, Mandy? You can
yes.
be heard. The E-Man After Show, the network can be heard on all these sites.
It's so true, so true. We're on Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn, Spotify, Amazon, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, Deezer. And as you guys know, we are here on Blog Talk Radio.
We on We Talk Radio.
We Talk, sorry. But you can definitely access We Talk through Blog Talk as well.
Yes, but we're on We Talk Radio Network, and we just come off Amanda, the mentor. You're on Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
And so we don't want to get it confused. I mean, but we are. You can access We Talk through Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
You sure can do that.
Yes.
But we thank all of you guys that's chiming in tonight. Mm-hmm. We see you guys coming in on the phone lines. We see you guys over there on Facebook Live. We're broadcasting this show. Why? Because we got a lot going on. We got Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
We got National Black Love Day.
National Black Love Day. I wonder how many people realize that
mm-hmm.
Black Love Day is before Valentine's Day. I wonder how many people really realize today is Black Love Day. Love Day is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's actually started February the 13th,
mm-hmm.
Black Love Day. So, you know, if you want to shout out to your boo thing, you want to call up and, you know, pay homage and say happy, because, you know, tomorrow a lot of people be working.
That is so true.
And so a lot of people probably started celebrating the day, Mandy.
They probably did.
Were taking a significant other. You know, I out to eat. I took you out to eat today.
Mm-hmm.
I fixed up my studio just for you. You know, you got stuff
so,
all on the other side of the house.
Right.
And,
I am so appreciative,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
I'm so appreciative.
I'm going to put my house back together when you leave.
Listen, I was like, I don't know who's taking all this stuff with them because E-Man has it just decked out. There are blooms everywhere. There's flowers.
Yeah. You got candy everywhere.
Right, right.
You know, and we're watching the Super Bowl. It looked like L.A. just beat the game.
Yeah.
You know, it came back to beat the game. It's Black History Month. You know, I do want to say this here in this Super Bowl Sunday. I want to say to, you know, we broadcast this show down in Dallas, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And those of you know, I'm a Carterite. We had filmmaker Arthur Muhammad on last week.
We did have Mr. Arthur Muhammad.
You know, what a great interview. This awesome filmmaker. You know, he's just doing the doggone thing.
He really is. And guys, if you missed that interview on last week, you definitely want to go back and listen. It's here on We Talk Radio on the E-Man After Show. It was our last week's show. And yes, E-Man, as you stated, we were talking to filmmaker Arthur Muhammad, you know, and he just gave us so much information. Actually, he gave us a wealth of information, you know, in regards to the film industry.
Yes, and it was a great interview, guys, so you guys can go back and check out that interview. To all of you guys that missed it, it was great. We want to thank Mr. Arthur Muhammad because, you know, he's pretty busy.
He is.
And when he was talking last week, he was talking about, you asked him about the pandemic.
He said,
what pandemic?
He said, pandemic, what? Yeah, like, what? But he's busy.
Yeah, he's so busy to the pandemic didn't affect him, you know.
Right,
and
right.
So, shout out to Mr. Arthur Muhammad if you're listening. Just shout out to, we want to pay homage to those that, I mean, because me personally, Mandy, you know, I hear my pastor say this all the time, and I do believe that.
Uh-huh.
You know, if Jesus was walking the earth today, he would be a filmmaker because he told stories in parables.
Right.
And all parables is just little films.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus was here today, and him telling his stories, you know, wonder what the highlights would say.
Wow.
You know, and so Arthur Muhammad, he tells stories.
Yes, he does.
And he tells some great stories. I mean, he's a great writer, a great producer, a great editor, a great, you know, a filmmaker.
Yes, videographer. You know, he has produced videos as well, which I thought was quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we had not talked about that. So we talked about it last week, and we talked about him producing videos mm-hmm. as well as movies
right, yeah, yeah.
and things of that nature.
Yeah, he do a lot of other stuff because, you know, we're doing a music video, me and you.
Right, right.
and you throw a little hint out there, and then I was talking about his daughter, because his daughter, when she first did her music video, it was called Swagger Hater.
Uh-huh.
And because none of us remember, me, Dwayne, and Arthur, I mean, we was on that project.
Right.
And because none of us remember it, because it's been a minute since we did that. That was in the early
90s. Listen, it was so funny. You can tell that time had passed,
uh-huh.
right, since she had done that. And you guys, it was so awkward, but it was funny at the same time, you
right,
know.
Right.
So so good. It's so good to know that Mr. Muhammad has raised up a protege, you know,
mm-hmm.
someone that can go and just take the bulls by the horn and do some of the things that her father did in her own way, of
yes, because she's a little actor, a little Leah Muhammad. She's eating the screens up. Every time I look up, she's in somebody's movie.
Right.
And so shout out to Aaliyah if you're listening tonight.
Shout out Aaliyah.
But, you know, because Arthur, he graduated from Carter High School.
Yes.
And I graduated from Carter High School.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, let me plug these Carter High School cheerleader squad.
Okay.
Listen, they're getting ready to go to the competition, the national competition, Disney World Nationals.
Mm.
They'll be the first all-black 4A squad to make it to the Nationals. And these ladies are going up. Why? Because I don't know if a lot of people see this show. It's called Dance Something, where these different cheerleaders, they be dancing.
Yes.
I can't think of the name of it.
I can't think of the name, but I know what you're talking about.
But this is somewhat like that competition. And it's the Disney World competition.
Uh-huh.
The National Cheerleader, the Carter National Cheerleader Squad is going to that competition.
Okay, awesome.
And so we want you girls to bring back the award.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bring all of it back. Carter for life. And so shout out to the cheerleaders over at Carter High School that's going to be in the Disney World National Competition.
Shout out to you young ladies. Man, such an accomplishment, E-Man.
Yes, and we're on the E-Man After Show tonight. It's Black History Month. It's all about love. The Super Bowl is over.
Right.
You know, so, man, I normally do a Big Six question. So
yeah.
My Big Six question would be tonight, you know, if you checked out the Super Bowl, if
mm-hmm.
you watched the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
my Big Six question, what did you think about the commercials?
Mm.
That's my Big Six question. Let me go and put Big Six out right now. That's Big Six. My Big Six question here on the E-Man After Show, if you're calling the show, know you checked out the Super Bowl. We've been checking it out just as well.
Right, right.
What did you think about Dre? What did you think about Snoop? What did you think about Mary J?
Right.
You know?
It's amazing,
mm-hmm.
E-Man, from when these people first started, you know, in the media, how time has passed, you
mm-hmm.
know, and you look at them and you see, you know, that of course they have aged gracefully,
right.
but you see that, you know, they still have that the magnitude of talent that they have.
Right, right.
So amazing.
Yes. And so that's my Big Six question. We are watching the Super Bowl. They're in the festivities as we speak.
Right.
They're getting, I believe this is the owner, Mandy, that they're giving the war. Let's listen to this, Mandy. Right here on the E-Man After Show. Yes. They are doing the awards as we speak.
Right.
Because L.A. have brought it home once again.
Yes.
And so my Big Six question to you guys is, and to those of you want to call up, and this is what we're doing tonight. We're paying homage to your significant other.
Uh-huh.
Happy V-Day to you.
Yes, happy V-Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. and it's Black Love Day.
It is Black Love Day.
It's Black History.
Black History
Month, and we're paying homage
all month long.
Yes, it's Super Bowl Sunday.
It's a lot.
Listen, so we got a lot going on. We want you guys to follow us over here on We Talk Radio. Listen, we got a YouTube channel that
mm-hmm.
we're pushing. We want you guys to go to our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube. It's We Talk Radio Network. You can like. You can make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
You can share. But we do want you to subscribe. Because man, if they subscribe, what do they get?
So, guys, you want to subscribe so that you can receive a notification for all the just updates in regards to We Talk Family, radio hosts, radio personalities, and things of that nature. So if you subscribe to We Talk, you will receive regular updates.
Yes. And so we want you guys to do that. Check out the network over here. Shout out to all the personalities. Shout out to Ms. Kia Davis.
Shout out to Ms. Kia Davis. She is the founder and CEO of We Talk Radio. She makes this all possible.
Yes, and shout out to her boo thing that stands beside her, Mr. T. Smiley.
Listen, mm-hmm. You guys want, let's plug this show, E-Man. You guys want to check out the Cave Radio show, okay?
Every Saturday morning right here on We Talk Radio at 10 a.m. Yes, I think we all will be on that show this coming up Saturday.
Right.
I know T. Smiley going to have some awesome things. He's probably another topic that he's talking about. So we'll join him this Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
Yes.
Yes, on, what is it, the Cave Radio Show.
The Cave Radio Show.
Yes.
Awesome show, awesome show. These shows here on We Talk Radio are just really awesome, E-Man. And the men are really putting a dent in it. Women, you know, we've always known to be doing our thing when it comes to talking. You know, we can talk as women. But these men over here are blazing the trail as well.
Yes. Shout out to Chuck World Class Barbershop over in Plano.
Yes. Shout out to you guys over there in Plano.
Yes. They watching the Super Bowl. They are online. They are watching us on Facebook. Shout out, Mr. Chuck. Call us up. I don't know. You know, it's interesting, even though we're watching the Super Bowl
right.
tonight. The Cowboys not in it. It just ain't the same to me.
Listen,
if
nobody,
the Cowboys ain't in it, you know.
When your team is not playing,
yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't draw you in. Now, if the Cowboys was playing, you know, we may have to had changed some things around a little bit tonight.
Yes, well, yeah, when everybody's watching the Super Bowl, you know, people are checking out the Super Bowl. They are watching all the festivities we have been to. A lot of people are celebrating Valentine tonight.
They are.
Because tomorrow a lot of people will be working. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to get their dinners and all that in tonight.
Right.
And so if you just want to call up and pay homage to your significant other, I got mine sitting across from me.
Right.
What y'all see here in the studio, Eddie, my house got so much stuff in it, I don't know what we're going to do. You taking all of this home with you, too.
Listen,
yes.
I don't know how many runs I'm going to have to make in my car to fit all this stuff in there.
I just don't know. You know, I just picked up stuff as I saw it.
Look, let me say this. I love what you got me, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is a such thing as re-gifting when you don't have room for it.
Yeah, well, I love the gift that you got me.
Absolutely. I know you do.
Thank you for my... Because we mean like Valentine presents, too. It's not all about, you know, just you women. You know?
Okay. We agree. I agree. And I just think that it should go both ways, right?
Right.
The reciprocity of
mm-hmm.
it. However,
right.
at the end of the day, the woman should get a gift by any means necessary.
For sure that... And thank you for my gift.
You're very welcome.
And, we want to thank you. Thank all of you guys that if you got your boo thing, something you want to do a shout out to her tonight, you can do that. Well, man, I got a little clip I want to play for you. You know, I want you to remember this.
You want to play me a clip?
I'm going to play you a clip.
Okay.
On the E-Man After Show. If you can remember Love Jones, you know, back in the day, you know, I had an opportunity when my pastor went to L.A. He was receiving an Image Award.
Okay.
I was working at Image Award. But I was working Bishop Noel Jones. He was opening up his church, the City of Refuge.
Mm-hmm.
And Lorraine Tate goes to Bishop Noel Jones Church.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an opportunity. We had, me and my team that went, we had an opportunity to interview Lorraine Tate.
Right.
And Love just came out.
Mm-hmm.
And with everybody, it was, you know, at that time, he was pretty big at that time because of the movie.
Right.
And so we had an opportunity to talk to him, and it was just an awesome opportunity. And then when I covered Bishop Jakes that same night,
mm-hmm.
Nia Long, she was in one room and Bishop Jakes was in the other.
Right.
Well, if you know anything about media, you know, you from one set to the next.
Mm-hmm.
So we were rushing Bishop Jakes out of one room into the next, you know. And when Bishop was going into this room, Nia Long was coming out because
mm-hmm.
everything was around Love Jones.
Right.
And so everybody was trying to get a word with her, and she was just, you know, and she was just saying certain things. And they was like, well, tell us about Nina and you know, about the movie, her
mm-hmm.
being and Lorenz Tate. And so, Mandy, I'm going to be Lorenz Tate tonight.
Okay.
You're going to be Nina. And you guys on the network, you check it out. We'll be back. This is my love story to Mandy, the mentor, from E-Man tonight. So you guys check this out. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
This is haven't done in a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight. But I don't see him, so I'm going to get this out anyway. It is the color of light. The motion tumbled in earth, life hidden in mounds. I am dancing a bright beam of light. I am remembering love.
Say, baby. Can I be your slave? I've got to admit, girl, you're the it girl. And I'm digging you like a grave. Ooh. Is that a smile he puts on your face, child? Wide as a field of jasmine and clover. Talk that talk, honey. Walk that walk, money. Pound lead for the Saint Jehovah. Who am I? That's not important. But they call me brother to the night.
See what I'm saying?
And
I'm
right now,
see.
I'm the blues in your left side.
You hear me? Mm-hmm.
Trying to become the funk in your life.
Yep. See, I wrote this letter out for you, Mandy.
So, now what, Miss Me Alone?
Leave me alone, man. Right here on the email off the show.
I think we better get back to business.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's go ahead and see what the nominees are.
Yes.
Mama.
Check this out. We'll be back right after this.
That's the man that I chose. That's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore.
I can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spent so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desires. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known. I'm paying my own bills, I'm making my decisions, I do just what I feel, trusting my inhibitions. Do what I gotta do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm cool. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's gonna work out between us.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me, you know?
Baby. Wait, baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid, hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes I still lose my way. Forgive me, Mama, for my grown-up days. Sometimes I need to hear you say, I ain't gonna tell you wrong. I've been your mama this long.
Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes. Come on, ball for me, man.
Eastside Funk is where I stay. We ball and parlay, glisten with a glaze. Step up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees even in the shade. G.I. Lee ain't got a dismay. I threw a mew on how to stay paid. Who wanted to ask me how I stay so late? Good time like J.J., well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street sign when you go downtown, cause I'm the man.
The man.
Yes, I am the man. I'm E-Man.
Yes.
We're excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on We Talk Radio Network tonight. We are having a good time. Why? Because we've been celebrating Black History Month all month long. We are celebrating Love Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's Black Love Day.
It is Black Love Day, and we're just celebrating Black love. And that's just
ain't
love.
Nothing like some good old Black love.
It's love all around the globe, right?
Yes.
Right. So, guys, if, you know, I don't know. We know a lot of people know about Black Love Day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know about Black Love Day, we recommend that you look it up.
Yes, yes. It's Black Love Day. And to all of you that haven't experienced Black love, you need to experience Black love. Ain't nothing
right.
like having a little chocolate chip. And so you my little chocolate chip. Listen, we got some people standing by on the phone lines tonight
right.
because I put a Big Six question out.
Right.
And you know, this is a men's show. And, mm-hmm. You know, we men, we watch the Super Bowl.
Right.
And so the talk in the office will be tomorrow is about, I mean, it was a good game.
Mm-hmm.
But and Mandy, it actually be about the halftime performance.
Yes.
And so, you know, as we was watching the halftime performance, they're like Dr. Dre and they're like Snoop, you know, they took us back.
They really did.
Old school. Y'all know nothing about that. Well, we so appreciative to all of you that's hanging out on the network, those of you that's on the phone live, and even those of you are watching us on Facebook Live. We are watching you.
Yes.
Just as well as you are watching us, we were so appreciative that you would hang out with the E-Man After Show. This is the men's show. We're here every Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen.
And we take action.
For sure that you are listening to your number one station. Let's see if I can bring some fellas up in the conversation on tonight. Last four numbers, 4875. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this? Last four numbers, 4875. You're on the E-Man After Show. Who is this? Are you there, caller? They must be on mute. Okay. All right. They standing by on the phone lines. Last four numbers, 1153. Let's see if we can bring them up. Hello, caller. Are you there? And so I guess everybody's on mute checking out the game.
Right.
Or they just on the network listening to the show. And so we appreciate that.
Yes.
We want to appreciate all of you guys that's listening to the show. Tonight is a big Super Bowl game tonight. All around the world, people are watching the Super Bowl.
They are. They are.
You know, they're engaged because what? This is a money marketing tool.
So true.
You know, when you talk about the Super Bowl and you talk about the revenue that's coming in the Super Bowl, I'm not really for sure what commercials was really exciting to me. I didn't know none that stood out. You
okay.
know. Previously, I mean, when you're talking about making millions and millions of dollars for a commercial around the Super Bowl,
uh-huh.
I just didn't see one this time that, you know, maybe they'll be talking about it, maybe they'll be bringing it up, but I just didn't see one, man, that would, you know, catch my interest.
Right.
Maybe you saw one on the network. Maybe someone you thought the certain commercials reach your attention and you thought it was worth $1 million if they had to pay it.
You know. I remember when we were younger and I would see the adults play the, you know, watch the Super Bowl, and they always would have the car commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Always. you know, which at that time was entertaining because we would hear the adults, you know, elaborate on the cars that was being shown.
Right, right, right. And they had this, what is it, that Hybrid, that new car that everybody's talking about.
Yes.
You know, and so, I mean, I don't know if I would buy one of those kind of a battery car.
Right.
You know, because guess what? Every so often, you got to plug that joke in.
Have to plug it in. But they have so many places now that accommodate those type of cars. When you look, you think you have a parking spot, and then you find out when you pull up, it's for those type of cars. So then you have to drive away to find a parking spot.
So what do they do? Just have like a battery sitting out there somewhere?
It's a pull up. Okay. And then they plug it in from their car. It's a plug that comes out. Now, where it comes out from, I think it's from the trunk. I'm not sure. Do not quote me on that. But if they do plug it in, though. So they recharge the battery.
I wonder how long does it take a battery to charge. In other words, you know, if you're on the freeway, and if it's like your phone, you know, it signal you and let you know you're almost out of battery. You know, you're in a bunch of traffic.
So let me ask you,
for
those type of cars, no gasoline or what?
I'm not for sure. I never had one. Maybe someone could call up and tell us about the Hybrid. You know, I don't know if it run on gasoline.
Uh-huh.
I really don't know what it run off of. But at the end of the day, I don't know, want to be in traffic.
Right.
Me and D.
Car go dead.
And I look at my battery light and it came on and it's like, I got to get off.
There's a major accident. Bumper to bumper traffic. Oh yeah, that would not be good. Then, now once the major accident clear up, there's more traffic because you're in the middle of the lane holding everybody up.
Because I wondered, would the car just completely shut off if there is no charge on the battery?
Maybe somebody can enlighten us.
Because you know what's funny about that, Mandy, and we're talking about the car commercial for the Super Bowl. What's amazing about that? I would think. You know how we do, you know, a lot of us don't even want to stop get gas.
Right.
You know, we'll push that light to the limit. Listen, the red light is on. You ain't got but a few more miles. And you're like, oh, I know how many miles I got.
How many miles I have on my car, okay? I do, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's first of all, mine turns yellow first, then red. I know how far I can go. Now, it's not good to ride on E, right? However, because I heard it affects your carburetor. However, I mean, that's what I heard.
Because see, what happens is when it gets that low, all the trash and all that stuff from the gas and all that filters through your tank, and then it bags up in your carburetor, then you got more problems. So it's always good not to ride on E like a lot of people do, and then they have car problems. They oh, my God, what have, well, you know, you allow that, because a lot of this gas is watered down. Anyway.
Right. Well, I have to be honest. If I'm headed home and sometimes I'm like, you know what, I'll just get up tomorrow and I'll put gas in the car. So what seems to happen, like, for example, with us and you being a man, right, let's say if we have dinner plans that next day and I haven't had the opportunity to leave the house to go put gas in the car. And when you arrive, you're like, Mandy, why?
Yeah.
Why?
I
don't understand why.
I think you do that because you just want me to do it. That's what
sometimes
I do.
Sometimes it's kind of, you know, it's just very, you know.
I get it. He's like, well, E-Man on his way over here and he'll just put some gas in my car.
I just admire that about you, sweetie.
Well,
that's all.
That's going to stop. I ain't using my credit card no more. Put no gas in.
That is not true. When we get married, that is your job. Your job is to keep my vehicle on E. I should not have to stand out at the gas pump. None of that stuff, because my husband never took care of it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you'll be like them people that battery be. If they battery go dead, you'll be calling. You'll be like, AAA, I ran out of gas, you know. But, you know, so what are we talking about tonight? We're talking about, you know, we just having a free flow Sunday.
Right.
It's really a free flow Sunday. Why? Because we have had a lot going on this Sunday. We did service today, had an awesome service today. Pastor Schaffner preached a good word. Bishop Jakes preached a good word today.
Amen.
It's been a busy day. Then I took you out to eat today.
You did.
And then we came to do these two shows. We winding it down, closing the night out over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, it has been a long day, but it's been a beautiful day, you know.
Yeah.
And we've just been celebrating all day long.
Yes. Let me see if I can bring this call up, see if he He off of mute. This look like this is Mr. Anthony, number 4875. Hello, Anthony, you on the E-Man After Show. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, man. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? It's on Valentine's evening. Good morning. Good evening.
Wake up over there, man. I said, wake up, man. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm watching y'all on Facebook and on your phone line.
We came to you a while ago. We appreciate you for hanging out with us tonight.
Yes.
We know this is a free flow Sunday, and we know everybody will be watching the Super Bowl, and we know Black Love Day, and you know everybody's celebrating a significant other because it's V-Day tomorrow, and Valentine, then you know it's Super Bowl Sunday, so we just thought we'll have a free flow Sunday tonight. And
right.
I did put a question out there, Anthony. You know about what did you think about the halftime, Ant?
I've seen a couple of commercials that was kind of interesting. Yeah, I did. I don't remember how it went down, but I did. No, he saw commercials, but I did a couple of them. I really kind of liked it. It was all right. Halftime show was real nice.
Yeah, yeah. It took kind of took me back to our TSU days.
Yeah.
You remember that? See, Anthony, we went to Texas Southern University, mm-hmm. you know, and when you see Snoop and Dre and Mary J. Blige, you know, man, we used to party on the yard just like it was 1999. Yeah, but it was a great halftime show, you know. So what do you think about the halftime show, Ant?
I enjoyed it, man. It was really nice, man. I'm about to rewind it in a little bit because my wife slept through it, so we're going to rewind it and look at it again. But I thought it was really nice, man. They put that together real well.
Good, good. Yeah, from what we could see, because we was doing the mentor show, we was watching the game, we doing the show. But I just thought it was a good Super Bowl. I mean, I would rate it. I mean, since the Cowboys went in there, I think the halftime is probably what everybody was more interested in. It turned out to be a good game, an entertaining game. It wasn't a boring game, you know. I think it held people's attention. What you cook over there today, man? What you have for? What you cook your wife for Valentine's Day? Because I know you're working tomorrow, bro.
Yeah, I'm working tomorrow. Actually, I did the cooking last night. I had cooked. Me and my wife was here long. We cooked some steak. We had some steak and vegetables. And then we went to a Red Lobster today is what we did for Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
She
likes seafood. So I took all the rest of us she likes.
Right, right. Well, I dropped Mando for Anthony. I dropped Amanda over there at Saltgrass over there. And those of you that live down in the Dallas Metroplex area on the network. Saltgrass, where is that over in Cedar Hill?
Yeah.
Is that Cedar Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we went over there and had, you know, Amanda tried to order the highest steak on the menu. I told him, you better have your credit card. But now, that's what we did today, man. Well, it's all good. You know, to those of you on the network tonight, this is Free Flow Sunday night. Because why? Because it's Black History Month. It's love. It's National Love Day. Did you know it was National Love Day today, Ant?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it definitely was. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, National Love Day. And,
yeah.
You know, this is all about Black love.
Have, man. I treated National Love Day.
Black love.
Okay.
What'd you say, Ant?
Sorry.
I say, you know, the type of wife I have, I treat it National Love Day every day.
Right. All right now. Yes. Every day.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Black, it's National Black Love Day, you know, and always just Black Love Day, you know. It's a national holiday.
Yes.
It actually started February the 13th, I want to say in 19, don't quote me. You know, I did read it, but I can't remember it right now, you know. But ain't nothing like Black love. And I got a little chocolate chip over here, you know. She just smiling because my whole house is full of everything over here.
All right, then.
You know, if she don't take half of this stuff back home, I'm going to re-gift it.
I'm going to re-gift it.
Yes. And so we're so appreciative to all of you guys that's on the network tonight. We got my good friend Anthony. He's hanging out a little bit tonight. Everybody's checking out the Super Bowl. You got those that's, you know, trying to get ready to go to bed. You got some right. that's taking off tomorrow because mm-hmm. they're celebrating Black Love Day. They're celebrating Valentine tomorrow, mm-hmm. V-Day. Then it's Black History Month.
It is Black History Month.
And we are still paying homage to, our ancestors, those that have set the tone, those have paved the way.
Yes.
The reason why, Deacon Anthony, the reason why we can sit here and talk on these microphones and chime you in, because somebody black paved the way. You know, somebody fought for us to be right here tonight.
Right.
And we are paying homage to our people because at the end of the day, you know, when you start learning your history and start studying up on your history, most people don't know it was a black man that created microphones.
Mm.
You know, they don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. And when you start significantly understanding how electricity was made.
Yes.
You know, they gave it to somebody.
Right.
But when you start studying going back, it all comes from a people like me and you.
So true. Mm-hmm. We are a people of with brilliant minds, you know, mm-hmm. inventors. And a lot of black people have invented a lot of things when you dig and you find out they didn't have enough funding to push that product. So mm-hmm. you'll have someone of another race that would buy them out and then they will put their name on the product.
Yes. And so we great inventors because we have great minds.
We really do. Mm-hmm. We really, we come up with some awesome things, you mm-hmm. know, outside of the box. Thing.
Right, right.
You know, it makes me think about E-Man during the time of the election, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they come up with all these memes and things of that nature. And I'm like, man, some of you guys are truly talented. Like, if you put this energy into what you're doing, but just do something different where you can make money off of it, you know, I believe that a lot of people will excel.
Right, right.
You know, we were laughing at the memes, but at the same time, it was talent that we were seeing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because when I think about our people, you know, I mean, even when they talk about Columbus discovering America, you
right,
know,
right.
When you go back and understand all of that,
mm-hmm.
that comes from a people that look like me and you.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so, that's what we're doing all month long. We're paying homage to great influences. I mean, because we are leaders in our own right.
Yes, we are.
You know, we're making a footprint. We're putting our foot in the ground.
Right.
We have made a statement. Because, man, I think it was me and you, we were saying that, Anthony, me and Amanda were saying we was going to, what was that test we were going to take?
Our ancestry test.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go all the way back, Anthony. We're going to try to find out where we come from.
Right. Our heritage.
Oh, yeah, let's do that now. That's real popular. People doing that now. That's really, really popular.
Yeah.
All
right.
I commend y'all to do that. Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. And then we're gonna tell y'all where we came from. We didn't come from Oak Cliff.
Yeah. Right.
And so you guys on the network, we so appreciate it that you would hang out with us tonight. But we gotta take another break just before we get ready to go off the show. We gotta do this last break and we come back. We'll finish up the show. You're listening to the E-Man After Show. You guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
We'll be back in a moment. Keep a pen in it.
You're listening to The Sound.
You are my minister. You are my help.
My name.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
Mic sounds like check one. My mic sounds like check one.
Welcome back to the E-Man After Show.
Yes, it is. We are back in the building. We're so excited and delighted that you guys is hanging out with us on tonight, right here on the E-Man After Show.
Yes.
Yes. Anthony, are you still there? He might went back on mute. You there, Ant?
Yeah, I'm here.
We're excited that you guys would hang out with us on tonight. We want to thank all you guys over on the network. Listen, if you want to follow us, you can follow us over here at www.wetalkradio.com. Mm-hmm. We're on all social media.
Yes.
We want you guys to check us out on all social media. We're about on 30 platforms over here.
Uh-huh.
And so we want you guys to check us out on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Yeah, you can go to We Talk Radio Network. You can like. You can make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
You can share it. But, man, if they need to subscribe, how do they subscribe?
Yes, you would just hit that subscribe button, and you receive the latest notifications from We Talk Radio. You will learn about the radio personalities on We Talk Radio Network, know different events that are coming up and things of that nature.
Yes, because we have a lot of great personalities that's over here on We Talk Radio. Listen, tomorrow night, guys, we want you to check out. It is the Kia D Unplugged Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's at every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on We Talk Radio, and it is unplugged.
Yes, it is. You do not want to miss that show.
Yes, shout out to Miss Kia Davis. She is the owner and CEO of We Talk Radio Network. We're so appreciative that she allowed us to have a platform where we can come and have me in conversation.
Right, right. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Shout out to you, Miss Kia Davis. And then you can come back on Tuesday. We have Groovy Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's on every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yes.
And then we have After the Lights Go Out.
Yes, on Wednesday.
Yes, on Wednesday night. Listen, there's a lot goes on after the lights go out. Would you agree, Aunt? and when the lights go out, a lot goes on, huh?
What does that mean?
I said, Miss Davis, she got a show after the lights go out on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. You know, that's it's a grown show, so you got to put your kids to bed because there's a lot goes on after the lights go out, you know. yes, sir. Then we got the K Radio Show every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. with Mr. T. Smiley.
Yes, you guys want to tune in to the Cave Radio Show every Saturday morning.
Yes.
10
p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yes.
You know, and Mr. T. Smiley, this is where we men come together. And we talk sports. We talk about all type of stuff on the men,
right,
on the Cave Show. Then we got Sunday morning. We got something for you on Sundays. It's inspirational. You know, those of you that are still watching service online and,
mm-hmm,
you know, you watching your virtual services and all of that.
Right.
You can go to Pastor Jeremy Glenn.
Yes.
Shine Lord Radio Show.
Yes, make sure you check out Pastor Jeremy Glenn if you need a message on Sunday morning.
Yes, and then you can come back with my good friends, Miss Emily Blue and Deanne Lack.
Yeah, that's before the E-Man After Show.
Yes, I'm going to, I reached out to Miss Deanne Lack. I'm going to get on to the Man to the Mentor Show because she wrote, she got some books out there, children books.
Right.
And she's just doing the doggone thing. We got to bring her on. Because Anthony, you got grandbabies, right? Anthony.
Yeah, I just put my mute back on. I got one there.
Yeah, you have grandbabies. We're going to bring a young lady
on. Oh, yeah, I got a grandson. I do. Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. We're going to bring a young lady on. She wrote some children's books, African-American children, and they Christian books, and they teaching you about Joseph and all. She has some very, very interesting books. And we're going to get on the E-Man after show and let her come and tell us about, you know, her whole project and what she's going on. And so you can check her out every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Her and Miss Emily Blue, they're on at 7 p.m. right here on We Talk Radio Network. Then we finish the night out with the E-Man After Show. You know that dude, Mandy?
I know that dude. You guys want to make sure you check out the E-Man After Show every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yes, and so we're so appreciative of you guys that would hang out with the E-Man After Show, because listening to the owner and being in meetings and understanding that, you know, she announced the E-Man After Show, the number one show on the network now.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and so we appreciate all of you guys around the network that's listening to the E-Man After Show, and that you joined the conversation with us, men, because she shared with us and shared with us on the air that I think it's been since December last year.
Uh-huh.
The E-Man After Show became number one
on
the network.
Mm.
And so we shout out to all of you that's listening on the network tonight. Keep listening. Listen, we're going to tear your mouth out this year. We got so many great things coming up. We're getting ready to do our author month, where we're bringing different ones in to have wrote books, you know.
Right.
Then after that, we're going to do our pastor's month. We're bringing so many different pastors on, you know, so we can understand Christianity that we practice.
Right.
You know, we're going to get some clarity about the word of God. You know, we're going to bring a few pastors on, and because a lot of what I want to tell them, man, why they don't teach the whole Bible, you know, why they leave certain parts out of the Bible. It's a lot I want to know, you know, because I asked a lot of questions. We're going to talk to them about that.
All right. It's going to be great dialogue.
It's going to be great dialogue to understand and hear from different men of God, especially when it comes to money. Yes. You understand what I'm saying, Anthony? Yeah, Lordy. You know.
Believe in giving. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I believe in giving, but my God. But, we're going to have our pastor's month. And then, you know, we are just a lot of great as I've been reading emails, you know, we have writers that normally put questions together. We put these questions because they may ask it one way.
Right.
But for radio, we have to word it another whole way.
So true.
You know, because if we asked it with some way, some of them sent them in, it would be an interesting topic. You know what I'm saying? And so we're gonna put some big six questions out there. We men going to discuss it. So, Anthony, I want you to put your thinking hat on, because the sisters are asking a bunch of questions.
Okay.
You
they
know,
are.
And,
they
and,
really are.
And we're going to try to get us some answers. We're going to bring some other men around the domino table. We're going to try to get us some answers from our perspective of how we see it. You know, just practical everyday life that we men and we women deal with, because no matter what kind of influences you are, no matter who you speaking into your life, no matter what you telling them, it need to be something that's going to help them in their everyday living.
Right.
Because it's tough out in these streets, don't you think, Anthony?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I absolutely agree. It is tough out on these streets.
It's rough out on these streets, man. And I tell you, when you listen to the young men today that's out there on the streets, when you look at all the killing, when you look at just what's going on the street, you know, we need to have some conversation. I know we've been marching a long time.
Right.
I know we've been talking about solutions and all of that. But, you know, we got to keep talking. We can't stop because we've been talking.
Yeah, we still have a ways to go. You know, and it's
been a ways to go.
Right. But there are tools that have been set in place that has been productive in different aspects of people's life, right? Mm-hmm. It's just good to have people to come around the table collectively so we can hear different point of views. And what may not work for one person, it may work for the other.
And so, you know, we're going to do that. We have a lot of great content that's coming. So we want you guys to keep it locked. We want you guys to stay tuned to the E-Man After Show. We'll be here, and we're so appreciative to all of you that, because this is a late show,
mm-hmm.
and it being a late show, you have every now and then it's like, whoo, man. By the time you wind down from the show, you realize it's time to get up and go to work. So the clock is ticking.
Yes, I certainly appreciate you all that stay up to listen to the E-Man After Show, because, E-Man, you have quite a few people listening. You have a lot of people that listen to your show. As you stated, your show is the highest rated show on the We Talk Radio Network, you know. So for you guys that stay up to listen to the E-Man After Show, we certainly appreciate you. We know that we have so many hot topics on this show. One thing about it, E-Man, you're not afraid to tackle challenging scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's what draw people in, you know, because people want to hear those conversations that a lot of people skip over, or a lot of people may not go into depth concerning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because, you know, I'm around, you know, I'll speak on my pastor, you know, I give him some kudos because he's a very influential guy, you know, but knowing him personally and knowing, mm-hmm. you know, who he is, you know, at the end of the day, if we men can't release and talk about real stuff,
right,
we'll be messed up, because why, you know, as he always would tell us, you know, some men at the verge, if some man tonight is actually going to bag out his driveway and he's not coming back.
Mm.
And that sister helped me even pick the signs up. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She don't even have a clue that he ain't coming back. And it becomes real talk. And if you don't, you know, what drove him away mm-hmm. is an issue.
Right.
You know, what man have held that in his heart for so long to say, you know, I'm just out. I just don't want to have nothing else to do with it.
Right.
Did he talk to enough people? You understand what I'm saying? Did he get with some brothers? Like, if me and Anthony have been friends for a long time, if I can't share with him, you know, I got other brothers. He's like a brother to me, but I could be real for two particular reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I could be real because I know I ain't going to hear it no more.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Some people you can't tell everything.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't that right, Ant? You know, some people you just can't share all, you know, just in-depth stuff.
But right.
You need an outlet.
Totally agree.
You know, you need an outlet to basically have some, because this is why therapy is important. This is why, because men, I mean, young men are killing themselves, and, you know, why? Because they're trying to figure life out.
Right.
And figuring life out, Mandy and Anthony, it sometimes you can just sit down and have a good conversation to understand, you know, when you sit down with a young man and he start pouring out
mm-hmm.
and you really listening to him,
mm-hmm.
you know, you like, wow, mm-hmm. you know, all of that, he's been holding all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where did he go to have those kind of conversations and get it out of him to where he ain't snapping at mom and daddy because they just told him to, you know, empty the trash, or, you know, I'm not having this in my home. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
And if you don't have those kind of conversations, we men are hold that in, and after a while, it festers and it festers and it. I was talking about Bishop T.D. Jakes, which is my pastor. I love the manpower. I love all the camaraderie that we, you know, we men sit down and have real conversation from paying bills to, you know, he just did, well, last year he did a segment, Mandy, on model homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what really does a home supposed to look like?
Mm-hmm.
When you got the opposite too, you know, he talked about him wild and his wife is so conservative.
Right.
You know, he run around there with mismatched clothes on and the music up loud and she burning candles. You understand
yeah.
what I'm saying? You know, how do you put those camaraderies together and understand each other?
Mm-hmm.
So around the E-Man After Show, I have some questions that some sisters have sent in.
Right.
And they some interesting questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, of course, I try to run about Miss Davis. Can we talk about this? Yo, sure. You can talk about it. We may word it a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because if we word it the way they write it in, you're like, oh, my God. You know?
Right.
And so we want to do that on the E-Man After Show. And so we so appreciative of all you guys that hang out with us every Sunday night. And so next Sunday night, come back next Sunday night. We're going to be featuring another great influence African-American, you know, influential person that's putting the work in.
Mm.
Making a difference in somebody's life.
Right.
And we're paying homage all month long. And then we're going to put a big fixed question out.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you guys to come back next week. But we got to get on up out of here tonight.
Right.
It's been a great day. It's been a great Super Bowl Sunday. L.A. is the champions. They beat Cincinnati 23-20. You know, Anthony, I was on the board. My numbers didn't hit nowhere. I think I had 9-7, and my numbers didn't even show up nowhere. And so, you know, we'll get them next time. And so to all of you that's out on the network, We Talk Radio, shout out to Ms. Kia David and Mr. T. Smiley. We know that we're praying for you and your family. We lifted your family up. You know, she had a loved one to pass, and we're praying for her.
Right.
And to all of you personalities, shout out. And shout out to you today. Listen, you know, whatever you did today, I hope your day was a positive one.
Right.
I hope you had an uplifting day. And as you go to bed tonight, we pray God's peace be upon you tonight. You know, no matter what you're dealing with, at the end of the day, don't go to sleep on it. You know, work it out.
That's right.
You know, don't go to sleep up under all that stress. You know, get it off of you. You know, and so until we meet again, Anthony, we'll see you next week, man. You have a blessed day tomorrow. I'm working tomorrow, too. I know you working tomorrow, so we will catch up with you on next week, sir. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight the E-Man After Show. This has been a free-flow Sunday night. So, Mandy, thank you as always for hanging out with me. You know, you tired?
A little bit.
Okay, well, let's get on up out of here. Let's thank
B.I.G.
Because I believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time.
Be blessed, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.